a Thanksgiving weekend special. It was number 3 Wisconsin versus number 5 Minnesota for the Big Ten Football Championship, November 24th, 1962. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. What is the area connection to the 1962 Wisconsin football team, you ask? Well, it was Emeritus Dean of Richland Campus, Dion Kempthorne, and he still remains a resident of Richland County even today. Dion was the starting guard and linebacker for the Badgers on that 1962 team. This excerpt is nationally sourced according to Sports Illustrated, an article that appeared in December 1962. There was no doubt about the final score, 14-9, or the winner, Wisconsin. What no one may ever find out is what exactly happened or did not happen during the bizarre end and the decisive closing moments of the game as the Badgers came from behind to beat Minnesota, establishing themselves as one of 3 top college football teams in the country. It was number 3 Wisconsin versus number 5 Minnesota for the Big Ten Championship game, and it was late in the fourth period when Wisconsin was trailing 9-7. They took possession of the ball on their own 20-yard line with 80 yards from the distant goal line and only 3 minutes and 54 seconds left to play. After an incomplete pass, followed by 3 completed passes to All-American end Pat Richter from quarterback Ron Vanderkellen, put the ball on Minnesota's 43-yard line. But only 2.5 minutes were left. Then came the play. Dropping back to pass, Vanderkellen was this time rushed by Bob Bell of Minnesota, who came crashing into the quarterback as he flipped a feeble, wobbly pass that was snatched out of the air by Minnesota linebacker Jack Perkovich. But a red flag was flung to the ground, and roughing the passer was called. The interception was void. Wisconsin was given the ball on the Minnesota 38. That was followed by another 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike remarks from the Minnesota sidelines. Now, a mere 13 yards to the goal, Wisconsin had little trouble scoring the touchdown and the victory. It should be noted there were some dramatics until the final seconds ticked off of the clock as Wisconsin preserved the victory. Much was said in the commentaries that followed the game. Last September, in 1962, 2 months ago, when neither school really figured to be much of a ripple this year, a game between Wisconsin and Minnesota had proved to be 2 of the best teams in the country in 1962. The article also included a reflection of a Thanksgiving Eve practice in which Wisconsin superficially, at least did not look like then, what would be a national contender at that time. Wisconsin would go on to finish number 2 in the country, losing a historic 42-37 Rose Bowl game in January that was nationally televised for the first time. The Wisconsin State Journal featured 10 years ago in their sports section Dion Kempthorne's story as he reflected on the memorable 1962 season. The article is an entry in the insert of October issue of Achy Breaky News.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. Your support of the Society helps ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the informative Achy Breaky News. And of course, donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.